You're listening to another AppleViz podcast.
Hey guys, this is Abby, and welcome back to another podcast. Today's podcast is a demonstration of the Talking Pierre app for iOS. This is going to probably be a fairly short podcast because this app is very easy to use. What I'm going to do is give you a quick overview before I open the app, because if I give you an overview while the app is open, you will hear me talking and you will also hear Pierre mimicking what I say, because that is what this app is. This little parrot, Pierre the talking parrot, will mimic what you say by making your voice sound like a little chipmunk. So, when you first open the app, it's going to ask you if you want to play in child mode. I am honestly not entirely sure what that is, but by my understanding, child mode is a very basic version of the app with no ads. You can also opt to get ads. And at the top of the app, there are two buttons that are unlabeled, and they take you to a screen that just says, do you want to buy with ads? On mine, it just says no ads, because that's what I've chosen to go with. Then you will see several buttons. There's a pipe button, which basically takes you to the same screen as the unlabeled buttons. There's an info button, which in my experience does nothing, because I've double tapped that info button before and it hasn't done anything. Even though it sounds like it's supposed to give you information or help or something. And then you have buttons that you can do to play with Pierre. You have a tomato button, which is where you throw tomatoes at him. And he, in the free version of the app, he will dodge the tomatoes. But if you get an in-app purchase, there is an in-app purchase that will allow you to throw tomatoes that will actually hit Pierre. But in the free version of the game, he never gets hit by a tomato. You just throw it, it makes a sound, and he dodges it. The next button is a broken cup button. And if you double tap that, you will hear Pierre throw random things on the floor and laugh. Then the last button is the guitar button, which plays a song every time you double tap it. I will demonstrate that. Alright, so what I'm going to do now is open up the app, and I'm going to be speaking, and VoiceOver is going to be speaking, and you will probably hear Pierre mimicking what I am saying and what VoiceOver is saying. So let's open the app and get started. Open Talking Pierre.
Hello. Talking Pierre would like to send you notifications.
Okay, I don't know why this dialogue is showing up, because... So you're hearing Pierre mimic what I say. So I don't know why this dialogue is showing up telling me that Pierre would like to send me notifications, because I've already opened this app. And it mixes up your sentences too. It mixes up what you say. So why is this showing up asking me if it can send me notifications? I don't know, because I've already gotten this dialogue. So I'm just going to click allow. Stop it. So yeah, you're hearing Pierre mimic what I say. So I'm going to click allow.
Don't allow. Button. Talking Pierre. Button.
Okay.
Mimic what I say.
So I've clicked allow. Earlier, I tried singing to this app, and it mimicked what I said.
Earlier, I tried allow.
So the first button is unlabeled and it just says button. You may have heard it. And then I'm going to swipe to the right.
Info to iPad. Button.
Unlabeled and it says button. Singing to this app. And
I haven't found a way to turn that off yet. But this is the info to button that does nothing. Okay, I'm gonna swipe to the right again.
Blender icon.
Okay, this is the blender. I forgot to tell you about this. This is the blender button. If you double tap this,
blender icon.
The blender's turned on. Now Pierre can't hear what I'm saying. So if you are tired of listening to Pierre mimic what you say, just turn the blender on and he can't hear what you're saying. Now you'll hear this blender noise in the background, but he won't be able to hear you. All right, so the next button is the pipe button. And that basically takes you to the same no ads dialogue. I'm gonna show you, double tap.
Pipe, no ads.
See, now it's just saying no ads. And then
button, close iPad, button.
A close button. So I'm gonna double tap the close button.
Button.
And now the blender's turned off, so he can probably hear me again.
And now the blender's this is the info to button that does nothing.
Yeah.
And now the blender's turned off, so he can probably hear me again.
Yep, he can hear me. So
info to blender iPad, pipe iPad, broken cup iPad.
Okay, the next button is broken cup. So if I double tap this, he will throw something.
Broken cup iPad.
So you heard something break because he threw it on the floor. So he, if you, now.
Heard something break because he threw it on the turned off, so he can probably hear me again.
So unfortunately, now that I'm on the broken cup button, even though I'm still on it, if I double tap it, it doesn't always work. Sometimes it brings me to that no ads dialogue that just has the close button. But if I double tap this, so I'm going to double tap this broken cup button.
Broken cup iPad.
And he throws things. The next button is
tomato iPad.
Tomato. So I'm going to double tap that.
Tomato iPad.
And he dodges it, so he goes, nya, 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 to show you that he dodged it and you can't hit him.
And he dodges it, so he goes, nya, 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 floor. So he, if you, nya, nya. And he dodges it, so he goes, nya, 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 to show you that he dodged it and you can't hit.
Yes, so.
Yes, brings me to that no ads dialogue that just has the close button, but. Floor, so he, if you.
Apparently, the Apple Vis entry on this app says that it can store up to 5 to 10 minutes of clips, and it just cycles them again, and then it cycles the speech buffer again to start over.
Apparently, the Apple Vis entry on this app brings me to that no ads dialogue that just has the close button, but...
Okay, enough of that. We're going to go to the next button.
It's all right,
button.
So this is the guitar button. And if you double tap this guitar button, you'll hear a song. So I'm gonna double tap it with the right beat. Here we go.
Guitar iPad, guitar iPad, guitar iPad, guitar iPad, guitar iPad, guitar, guitar iPad, guitar iPad, guitar iPad, guitar iPad, guitar iPad, guitar iPad, guitar iPad.
Oh, come on, keep going.
Guitar, guitar iPad, guitar iPad. Guitar iPad, 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 guitar iPad.
So that's a little song it plays. Do 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 do. And that's the last little button in this little game. So that's the farthest to the right.
Tomato iPad, guitar iPad, 372. 3105085482454.
Never seen that before. It just gives me a bunch of numbers and a picture. I've never seen that before.
307.
Let's see what happens if I double tap that. That's weird, but Pierre's not mimicking me anymore, thank goodness. Well, that concludes this brief demonstration of Talking Pierre, and I am going to delete this app now because I find it very annoying and very disappointing because, unfortunately, you can't feed him. My understanding of this app was that you could feed him and play with him like a virtual pet, but you can't. You just click those buttons to throw tomatoes at him, to have him throw things on the floor, to, play the guitar, but you can't feed him or take care of him. He just mimics you. So I find this app super disappointing, so I'm going to delete it. But it was easy to use, at least, accessible, mostly. And yeah, so I hope that you enjoy. I understand if you don't, but I hope you enjoy it. And I will talk to you in the next podcast. And if you want to contact me, my information, my email address is gabbyabby96@charter.net. That's gabbyabby96@charter.net. I hope you enjoyed listening to this podcast and listening to Pierre mimic what I say. He is super annoying and super disappointing that I can't feed him and play with him and interact with him more, and that he just dodges the tomatoes I throw at him unless I buy an in-app purchase. But there you have it. So, thank you for listening.
This podcast has been brought to you by the AppleVis community. For the latest in resources and tips and tricks to help you get the best from your Apple device, visit us online at www.applevis.com.